Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, September 12th, 2022. Welcome back to the podcast, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Always good to have you. So let's get right into it. You recently released a new JPY cross-asset piece analyzing the Japanese Ministry of Finance's July portfolio investment asset liability, as well as the August international and transaction in securities data. As I think I've said before, this is like my favorite data set because it really tells the story of what Japanese investors are up to in foreign bond markets, as well as what foreign investors are up to in Japanese bond markets. Why don't we take our listeners? Excellent piece as always, and data just is super informative. Why don't you take our listeners through what Japanese investors were doing in foreign bond markets over the latter half of the summer?
Thank you. Japanese investors continued to unload foreign securities at a slower pace in August by 618 billion yen, according to the data released by the Ministry of Finance on September 8th. While Japanese turned the net seller of foreign stocks and investment fund holdings by 1.6 trillion yen and short-term bonds, foreign bonds by 206 billion yen, they also turned net buyers of medium to long-term foreign bonds by 1.2 trillion yen. In regards to medium to long-term foreign bond holdings, firstly, Japanese lifers unloaded a net 1 trillion yen, unusually large amount. Secondly, pension fund trust banks bought 1.1 trillion yen. And third, Japanese banks bought 665 billion yen. In August, while firstly lifers unloading of falling bonds and falling stocks stood out, secondly, pension funds shifted from falling stocks to falling bonds, remaining neutral in FX. And a third, foreigners bought more medium to long-term JGBs. The July securities investing account shows that Japanese investors sold a net 1.3 trillion yen of foreign securities. Japanese investors unloaded more than 14 trillion yen in total of foreign securities between February and July. In August, Japanese investors rebuilt their foreign bond holdings in the Tokyo market, despite lifers exceptionally cut their holdings of foreign bonds and foreign stocks and investment fund holdings.
Okay, so after heavy selling of foreign bonds so far this year, the tide has started to turn with some purchases in August, despite that pretty heavy selling from Japanese life insurance companies. Mm-hmm. Okay, so switching topics, in another report you recently put out entitled Tokyo Repo and JPY, you discussed the BOJ's macro add-on balance in current deposit accounts. Now, I know this gets a little bit in the weeds here, but I think the takeaways and implications are pretty important. So if you could, please summarize the changes in the macro add-on balance for September and the implications.
Okay. On September 9th, the BOJ announced it had revised the benchmark ratio used to calculate the macro add-on balance to 43.0% for September deposits. The benchmark ratio is based on a projection of the policy rate balance subject to negative interest rate standing at 5 trillion yen if financial institutions engage in arbitrage trading in full, and the ratio was modified from 6% in March, 21% in June, 33% in August, and 43% in September. The BOJ has increased the ability of current deposits to absorb surplus yen funds as yen weakens, and the front end of the JGB yield curve declines. This will help the BOJ limit yen weakening and a JGB curve declining. However, the abundance of yen funds in Tokyo market appear to be due to, firstly, increased unloading of falling bonds, especially by Japanese banks and lifers so far in fiscal year 22. Secondly, redemptions of JGBs more of which were issued during the COVID crisis. And third, the robust preference for JGBs amongst foreign investors. In our view, Japanese investors have been reshuffling their foreign asset positions, especially with alternative assets, after unloading their foreign bond holdings and making a trade to hedge funding, especially with longer yen basis durations. Going forward, we expect the US Fed's hawkish monetary policy intended to address inflation will help to extend the pricing action flows over the past few months. The Fed's inflation measures have widened the yen basis curve and will likely continue to affect overseas investing behavior by Japanese investors and the preference for JGBs among foreign investors. Because of this, we expect the yen yield curve to steepen and a pressure for yen basis to widen could pick up for now.
That's interesting. Yeah, these sort of micro tweaks, if you will, to the macro add-on balance, I think are pretty significant. I mean, dollar yen has moved tremendously, and you know, I think it was flirting with 145 not too long ago. But I mean, to some extent, it's actually surprising that dollar yen hasn't gone further, given how hawkish other central banks have gotten relative to the BOJ just staying as dovish as it always is. And I think these sort of little things that the BOJ are doing, you know, could possibly be kind of the answer. And I think are maybe underappreciated by market participants, you know, including myself. So sticking to that same piece, but moving topics slightly, you also discuss cross-currency repo in that report. Could you take our listeners through the high points and the takeaways there?
Okay. According to the Financial Stability Board's yen repo data, repo trades booked to the European counterparties as well as denominated in dollar have recently increased in Tokyo markets. Global asset managers have been using JGB asset swaps to manage their surplus dollar funds, encouraging an increase in JGB cross-currency repo trading. Japanese major banks shifted their repo counterparties from Japanese regional banks to foreign banks in Tokyo. Over the near term, changes in the dollar global surplus funds and G10 bond flows will likely have a fairly big impact on the Tokyo market, as the Fed has embarked on quantitative tightening and accelerated its rate hikes. We will continue to watch Japanese investors' dollar-yen cross-currency moves, especially the dollar-yen basis widening and the yen weakening pressure after the September FOMC.
Okay, and I think that's a good segue with kind of finishing things up or wrapping things up with your outlook across spot dollar yen, yen rate, and yen basis markets.
The rise in dollar yen has picked up speed so far in September. U.S. inflation pressure, especially as reflected by the CPI, as well as the Fed leadership, will be key to watch. Japan's current surplus shrunk to 229 billion yen in July, and the yen selling flows stood out in Tokyo markets. Over the near term, Japanese importers will probably still sell yen even if oil prices fall. And this, along with Japanese investors' dollar funding for large overseas assets, will likely support a stronger dollar. We see the dollar yen maintaining its bullish bias and raise our view of the trading range to 142 to 145. The yen swap rate curve has steepened. Over the near term, Japanese JGB market volatility could pick up on market speculations of BOJ buying more JGBs out of the 5-year on September 13th and a 20-year on September 15th JGB auctions. However, appetite for JGBs is robust among foreigners. Japanese investors are flush with yen cash. Yen rates could stay relatively stable, but we will be watching to see if the battle between a JGB future buying during overseas trading hours and a BOJ's JGB fixed rate buying operations during Tokyo hours intensifies. We still see a neutral bias for yen rates. The yen basis curve has widened. Ministry of Finance weekly securities flow data for August 28th to September 3rd shows that the Japanese investors turned net buyer of overseas securities by 472 billion yen. This included net buying by 230 billion yen of foreign stocks and investment fund holdings, 149 billion yen of medium to long-term foreign bonds, and 93 billion yen of short-term foreign bonds. Japanese investors have been rebuilding their overseas asset holdings. Over the same week, foreigners unloaded a net 377 billion yen of Japanese securities. This included unloading a net 704 billion yen of Japan stocks and investment fund holdings, against net buying by 215 billion yen of short-term yen bonds and 111 billion yen of medium to long-term yen bonds. Japanese investors have been investing in credit and straight foreign bonds through investment funds. We expect foreigners to maintain their strong appetite for JGBs, but for Japanese investors, building a foreign asset with yen basis to prevail, and hence expect yen basis to maintain a widening bias.
Okay, so to summarize, you continue to be bullish on dollar yen despite, you know, dollar yen trading at levels we really haven't seen since, you know, 1998. And it feels like I've been saying this forever, but neutral on JGBs as the BOJ continues to successfully defend the upper band of its 0% target on 10-year JGB yields, and bias wider on cross-currency basis, despite Japan starting to rebuild foreign bond positions. So very interesting and great stuff as always. Thanks for being on the podcast, Sakito-san.
Thanks for having me, John.
And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.